What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Welcome to Self-Helpless, everybody. I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And this week we have an amazing guest, just a personal favorite of mine, and I think Delaney and Kelsey as
yes.
well.
1,000%.
Hilarious stand-up comedian. She has a half-hour special on Comedy Central and Netflix more recently. She's done tons of late-night sets. She's a writer for Crashing on HBO. Just one of the best ever. Please welcome Beth Stelling.
That's
we're
very sweet. Thank you.
Such big fans of you. Like,
really big. Like,
I was going to say this before we started recording, and then I was like, say it while we're recording, otherwise it doesn't count. Yeah, you're like one of the people that I actively send your videos to. I sent your video yes. to my best friend yesterday because she was like, who else do I need to know about? And I was like, have you heard of Beth Stelling? And she watched your half hour on Netflix, and she's like, oh my God. She's like, she's so good. And I was like, I know.
You.
I'm going to lead you astray here.
That's very sweet. You're so good. We did the college show together.
Yeah, and you were so. I had gotten in a car. I did this show the night after I totaled my car.
We did
in
a couple
November.
Of them together.
We did a couple of them, yeah. And then the one that of course, like Judd Apatow and Beth are on. Was like I crashed my car the night before, and I was like, well, I guess I gotta rent a car to go to the show. But I like left before the show was over, and she texted me. She's like, oh, why did you not,
Stay.
We took pictures, and I was just like, I think you're so good. I'm sore from a car accident. Like, just wasn't cool at all.
I probably hugged you too hard.
You were very. I know.
It's your fault, Beth.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but yeah, you need to tone that down.
The injury.
Yeah. But thank you so much for doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're so
into
you.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The rust my weary bones joke.
Oh my
gosh. Like changed me. I had to go back and re-watch it just because. Oh, it's just so perfect in the way you say it and your face. It's just, you had a, I don't say this word often, but a tremendous comedy special.
Oh, God.
That word is not used
enough. I'm just going to keep sucking your dick, because I watched it twice. It is the best special I have seen, and I can't remember the last one I liked more than it. Like,
thank
it's
you.
Been, I mean,
you guys
yeah, and
kind.
I told my boyfriend, like, you need to watch this immediately. Yeah. Anybody that I try to educate, like, all my, like, friends who are not into comedy that I try to educate, like, here, these are people you need to know. You're always the top five.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means a lot, ladies.
You and Maria Bamford
that.
Are my two, like, I don't Are there any good female comics? Yes, you dumbass. Yes. Here are the top two that I recommend.
So nice compliments to hear, and I very much appreciate it. There's always a smattering of all kinds of compliments that come in.
Right.
I've had drunk people that were like, it's like, it's still a compliment, but then they, you know how it goes. They turn. They're like, I made my boyfriend watch it, and he thought you were funny, and that's how I know you're really funny.
Oh, right. That's interesting.
And here's my card if you need a representation in commercial. And I was like, no, you lost me. And I needed my boyfriend to think you were funny to know that you were actually funny. It's like college shows. Man. Sometimes it's sort of stupid to say college shows are hit or miss because, well, you know, it's like, well, yeah, of course.
Every
show is hit or miss. But with the college kids, it's either they're a great group, they're to have fun, you feel good, like you get it. And I'm older than you, but so there is that age gap, of course, that could happen. But or it's a bunch of typically young kids, like freshmen, because they've just got there. They don't have their friend group or know what to do, or so they go see this freaking comic they haven't heard of.
Right.
And you see these kids sitting next to each other, you tell a joke, and they're kind of like, before laughing, they're looking like, are we laughing? You know, like looking at the other kids,
oh
like, should
God,
we do it?
Yeah.
You know?
They're deciding peripherally.
Exactly. And it's like, I guess part of growing up is just liking what you like, I suppose, for some people.
Right.
Yeah. But so thank you for the nice compliments without caveats.
This room is like the opposite of a YouTube comment section. Or the opposite.
It's like a womb.
Which, why do we go to those? I mean, like, maybe it's once, I don't know when I do it, but it's usually when I'm feeling good and it's like life's too good. Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go.
You're being self-destructive.
Mean things about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a comment reader?
You know.
Or just every once in a while?
I think my answer is no, but I have done it, and to say when is interesting.
Yeah,
because I've done it. I'm trying to think of the last time I did it, and then you say, "Well, don't do that again."
Yeah,
I think I did it. So I actually haven't done the YouTube thing in a very long time because I learned my lesson.
Right,
you know, it was Netflix most recent. And I got such great response on Twitter. Like lots of people found me, you know, because it's just a bigger audience than I've had before.
Yeah,
Netflix is, and typically it's like the Bambi thing. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So your mentions are typically going to be nice.
Sure,
don't find the need to reach out to you to let you know they hate you, but typically it's not to be that. But the comments is just, you know,
that's
free reign.
Yeah, that's like Mad Max country.
Yeah, and I don't touch Reddit. I actually don't even understand it.
Oh yeah.
So I don't touch Reddit because I have chosen not to understand the interface.
You've gotten in there.
I've gone through some black holes.
Yeah. No, I don't even know how to read it. So
just tears and confusion and.
It's like
just
the deep internet
identity crisis.
It's like, what is happening?
But I think what I found in it is that like the guys who are or were on Reddit who then like accidentally knock up someone,
right?
They move to Facebook, and as a dad, they're like still being Reddity but on Facebook. I think that's
that's a good way to put
it. Reddit dads go is Facebook now.
Yes,
because the cool kids aren't on Facebook.
Yeah, no,
it's full of Reddit dads.
No, it's. I mean, Facebook is exclusively relatives and acquaintances.
Yes. And then if you have your comedian page or whatever, it's Reddit dads. And people were trying to fuck, basically.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that is an interesting feeling. I was trying to write a joke the other day where it was like, I can't wait to prove that I'm more than funny, you know, with like some sort of bikini piece or something.
Right.
You know, because that seems like that always is going to happen. It's like, well, did you see me? But now look at me. I'm also, you know, attractive.
Yes. Right.
So it is, I don't take it as a, and it's not a bad thing, you know, to be attractive and funny or obviously. It's just interesting when people comment on it. Sometimes it is hard to, you know, it'll be dudes being like, I thought you were funny. And then they always have to be like, and I totally date you or
totally
fuck you or
fuck
whatever.
You.
Yeah, date you's a
and
pretty,
so like,
that's pretty gentleman.
Nice right?
Yeah.
I'd like to
instead
take
of a
you
just
for some pie.
All lower caps, I want to eat your butt.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Your picture's a wolf.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a lot, but I think one that I can remember of just a dick pic.
Mm.
And it was so gross. It looked like he had hit his thumb with a hammer.
He was
pulling up on it to get it extra.
Ew, God.
So much. So
like taffy?
The ball sack was taut. It was like pulling up so hard. And
ouch.
I wrote back gross. And he wrote back doubt it.
Wow, that is some confidence.
That doesn't even make sense. That's not even, it doesn't work.
I love that you wrote back gross. Because usually you're just like, okay, I'm going to block that and forget it ever happened. But you're just like, no. No, gross. I'm not going to let you live your life thinking maybe she didn't see it.
Right.
Oh my
God. I want to make sure
you do. I wish they had to just like send their photo and their home address with that dick pic. Right. So like we know who you are.
I know.
Like, who the fuck does that?
Yeah, let's find out who your mother is.
Especially Instagram comments or even Twitter now. We don't need to get into the whole thing of it. I really don't care to talk about the politics side of Twitter right now because usually your world is your little bubble. But it is... Bubble butt, I said. Okay. It is interesting
Beth
to see
is a comedian
people.
First.
Yes.
It's interesting to see people who you definitely know are a man, but they've made their handle recently or their picture a woman. Because like sometimes it'll be a woman and you'll think, oh, but it'll be a man's handle.
I don't know if I've seen this.
Yeah.
Weird. I've never noticed, but I'm sure it's happened.
They like to, because they think like they can get away with more things, I suppose.
Oh, and I'm sure they can.
Yeah. They want to be able to say misogynist things, but as a woman, so then people can't be like, you're a misogynist.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Boy, how badly do you want to be a misogynist that you go through all that work to hide behind? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Why don't you just fucking eat a scone and take a break for the day?
Let's take a break.
Lord.
Yeah. Balance yourself out.
Scones? Yeah. That's a question.
I think that's a pretty feminine food, scone. Yeah. Right?
Maybe they're just getting more in character.
Well, you're very masculine. We've been over this.
We were just saying, like, when's the last time I had a scone?
You're a bagel guy.
I am a bagel guy.
Yeah, you're a bagel, bro.
Bagels, dude.
Yeah. I spent a lot of years in the bagel industry.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Selling them, making them, or what?
Yeah. Slinging bagel sandwiches in college.
Slinging bagel sandwiches.
Hell yeah.
And then my first job out of college was slinging more bagels.
Wow. I respect that. I worked at two different Jimmy John's.
Ooh. So.
Hey. Whoa. No, you know what?
I'm sorry. They were Pita Pits.
Oh, my God.
So much worse than Jimmy John's.
Well, Pita Pit was okay, I think, the first time I had it. And then I learned.
And then diarrhea.
Then my palate matured.
But Jimmy John's too. I think there's a lot of college age chains I can't go to anymore because of a barf situation after drinking.
Absolutely.
Too much.
Yeah.
I remember swaying in a Jimmy John's mirror and just like my face melting.
Oh, so many mirrors I swayed in front of in college where you're like, where are my eyes? I don't know.
Oh my God. Jimmy John's, I was somewhere where they're like, you got to go to Jimmy John's. And I went and I'm like, this is bad. Like, should I tell them?
I think it used to be good.
I do too.
I don't know. I'm a huge Chipotle fan too, and I think it used to be good.
It doesn't tear up your insides?
No.
I can't do it anymore.
But
it's gotten worse. You're right.
It's just bad quality. Even just cheese and rice and everything. It's just, they're just trying to get away with feeding us like animal food.
Yeah.
You know, like pellets.
Just
pellets.
Yeah. And I'm into it.
McDonald's gets away with it.
So they've gotten away with it forever.
Dude, In-N-Out's my weakness. Well,
I think they're okay, right?
I think they're fantastic.
I think In-N-Out keeps it pretty fresh.
I'm saying, I think they're not feeding us.
Right. I think the quality is hopefully better than other things. But there was a point where I was eating In-N-Out like 3-4 times a week. Like I had a problem.
I was waiting for day, honestly, because I'm not impressed. But I was like, 3-4 times a week, that sounds normal. That's like on the way to the improv.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the only thing open after like shows and stuff. It's like it just became convenient. And then I started craving it. And then I'd get out of bed at like midnight to go get it before it closed. Adrian caught me. My old roommate caught me one time. She's like, where are you going?
And I'm
like, I'm just grabbing some food. Yeah, I was in pajamas and she's like, no, this has got to stop. Wow. I care about you.
Oh, Delaney. Every week that she says something that I have to go, oh, Delaney. Oh, God. Don't do that. Don't show your tits for a meatball recipe. Don't. The list goes on and on of things that I'm like, don't do that, man.
No, just
you do sort of like, you sort of use your tits like how a man would use their tits if they had tits. But they're just like, what can I use these bad boys for? You got a meatball recipe?
I got new tits, Beth. This is what this context
new
of.
Ones?
I got new ones. Wow. Yeah, I bought them.
Cool.
Bought them
with
my big
money?
Girl money. Well, I sold my first script and I thought I'd buy myself some titties.
Where did you sell the
script? Well, I sold it to Lifetime.
Which
and
is
so
hilarious.
With Lifetime, I get, I don't know,
lifetime
full of happiness.
Money.
Yeah. So were you flat-chested growing up?
Oh,
Okay.
Oh, very much so.
I don't know.
So.
It could have been an accident. It could have been, you know, who knows?
Yeah, no. It
could have been an accident.
They were lopped off. I used to call them baby bees, but they were not baby bees. They were definitely double A's.
Okay. So a small breast and he felt it was, makes you feel better.
I love them.
How recent?
December. coming up on a year anniversary. Aww. With these we'll bad have a party. Boys. Yeah.
And is yeah. it? It's like it's under they put them in.
It's right under, so it's like in my boob crease, so you can't really see it unless I lift them and show
and what
you,
is it
which
now?
I do. Where is it now?
Or what is the size now? You went to
I went to like a mid C, if that. Yeah.
So they're now still I'm looking at your boobs.
Yeah, please do.
If you want to see them, she'll show you.
She's not wearing a bra.
No,
which
I never
so
wear
upsetting
a bra.
That like they're that see, perky yeah. without a bra.
Right, that's the part that's most upsetting.
Yeah.
I think.
yeah. But I didn't wear one before them either because they were so small.
Oh,
you didn't
right.
need
there
one. So like
it.
Nothing has really changed for me in the bra department.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And is it saline or I have so many questions.
It's silicone. Okay. I got silicone.
Is
there
that
are saline.
Bad or good? Wasn't there
it's
a history
all,
of them not being maybe as safe or something?
They are like so safe and foolproof now. I think maybe the first round wasn't too good.
They used to like leak, right? I'd heard
it's
horror
possible.
Stories of them like popping.
They'd like leak and deflate. Yeah, they'd pop.
It's can possible,
you
but you'd know.
Can you pop it? I think on a Road Rules Real World Challenge.
Yes.
That should be a theater warm-up. Road Rules Real World.
And they like they test these babies with like deep sea diving and like all kinds of crazy stuff. They're like, no, this is like the newest possible. Like you can have these until you
great.
Die.
Yeah,
yeah. You like you don't have to take them out. Like the only people that take them out are because they want to because they don't like how they look anymore. Okay. But as far as like safety wise. I'm good.
I feel like your tits are like a Chevy or something. Like I just picture it like those road test things where the car's like just going like, through the tundra.
Two seatbelts over a woman's
tit. Lifetime warranty of happiness.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So yeah, you got it and your self-esteem went up.
Just love them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so
great. I've been showing people is what happened.
Cool.
Because I'm excited.
And getting perks.
And what was your script? Do I know about it or have I seen it?
It hasn't aired yet. It's going to air in the next few months.
And
it's fucking terrible. So everybody needs to watch it so it gets picked up like internationally so I get more money.
Was it a movie? Or?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, a thriller, a comedy.
It's basically just the basic bitch Lifetime. You know, everybody gets killed and mobs in danger and... Yeah, people are dying off cliffs and shit. I'm probably giving way too many spoilers. I'm probably breaching all of my NDAs
right
now.
I think we have to bleep some of it.
They'll probably have to bleep some of it, but worth it telling.
We'll
I think
it,
we so should bleep it anyway, just so people are intrigued.
Yeah. Ooh, it's probably more exciting if they don't know what it is.
Yeah. I say we, like I'm going to be part of that.
Yeah. I'll tag you in it when it comes out.
I think more people will watch it based on how you've been promoting it, which is like we did a show together a couple weeks ago and she came out and they were like, she just wrote a movie for Lifetime and she came out and she goes, I did and it's as bad as it sounds. So please watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think more people are going to watch it just based on like, let's see how bad it is though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if people are watching the, what was it? Peter Pan. I mean, people, I've been invited to hate watching parties of Peter Pan. And
that's what I need to throw Cinderella. A hate watching party.
Yes.
Not call it a viewing party, but just like, let's make a drinking game and make like every time you want to throw up because the dialogue is so bad, please take a shot.
Oh yeah. Cause everybody loves that. Everybody wants permission to hate something.
Oh
like,
yeah.
That's a great feeling.
I mean, I hated writing it. So, like, I can imagine watching it's going to be an awful experience.
I think people are going to leave because you've set it up this way, being like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, for just a Lifetime
movie. Bar so low.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So, on this podcast, Beth, thank you again so much for being here.
Yeah. Can you plug your socials real quick?
Oh yeah. Please,
top of
sure.
this.
Do that up top.
I am Beth Stelling. And it's...
Hi, Beth.
And then I just fall asleep.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Okay.
Beth's a busy lady with lots of meetings. And she cannot be bothered.
Okay. Yeah. At Beth Stelling on Twitter.
Okay.
And Instagram.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a Reddit dad, hit me up on Facebook.
Fuck yeah. Can we plug ours real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram.
DelaneyFisher.com, at Delaney Fisher on all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. At Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, at T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, because that 12-year-old who likes Louis Tomlinson from One Direction still won't give me my name.
God damn it. Such a
The such vendetta
bitch.
Continues.
I hate it. And subscribe
fine.
To Self Helpless on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and review. Okay.
Yeah.
Plugs out of the way.
Now we're going to get into it. Sorry
my
for that
my friend is going
promotion.
To the Harry Styles concert tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it's just
friend.
Him.
Yeah.
A younger friend. Yeah.
So
make that
a friend is going with a younger friend, and I think that younger friend is making sure that my friend is dressing properly and won't be
Rachel will be embarrassing them.
In a Talbot's two-piece suit.
Yeah. A Chico's.
Yeah. Show up in ensemble. Pleated khakis to Harry Styles. That just sends the wrong message. Oh, I miss gauchos.
I do, too.
Those were comfortable. Those were like pajamas.
They make me feel weird now, but
that was my college mascot, the UCSB gauchos.
Really?
Yeah, what kind of gaucho are you talking about?
The pants.
Oh, there's wet seal. Oh, I had no idea.
You don't remember these?
No,
Did you say wet seal?
Oh, God.
That takes me back.
Speaking of... Remember when I said I went and looked at the Facebook comments on Netflix that shared a video of mine from my special.
Oh, gotcha.
It was a joke. Oh. Yeah. Anyway. And so, yeah, some of the comments were just like, I don't think it's funny. Some of them were very nice, of course. And then there were just some brutal ones. And I clicked on one guy's that was like, this comedian is bad or something like that. Uh-huh. And it was like a guy who used to work at a Wet Seal. And I was like, yeah, well, I loved your merchandise. So.
This human being is bad.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I mean, and that's not even that bad of a comment. Like, compared to all the creative stuff you can get. Like, I just did Conan for the first time last week, and I didn't look at it. Thank you so much.
Very exciting.
And I didn't look at any of the comments, but I did want to post a bad one over, like, a screenshot of to promote. So I went there when there was, like, 11 comments, and I found, like, a bad one that was kind of funny, and then I used that. Then I never looked at it again. And then, like, friends of mine would be like, so don't look at the Facebook comments, because men are terrible.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's Reddit dads.
It is.
And dads,
Reddit dads
meant in loosely. Like, they got someone pregnant on accident.
Yeah, they're not involved.
And the woman...
they're not purposeful dads.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. not dads with drive.
The Facebook comments are just bad.
They are bad. And they were like, mean. My friends of mine were like, YouTube's really good. And, like, the ones I got on Twitter were fine. And I was like, yeah, I think those people can be more... But then that's not true, because, like, Laugh Factory videos are horrible.
Oh, God.
All of those are just like, brutal. You fat... whore. Yeah. How dare you speak?
You die.
Videos are they're like 6 years old on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't work there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine are all the shit that has gotten on the Laugh Factory from my stuff is just like half written bits that they weren't even done.
Yeah. I need to ask them to take a couple of mine down, because I'm just like, I don't. This was like first time I did that joke.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want that on there. That's not how I do it anymore.
When were they taping is the big question.
I know. That's the other thing, is like the sets that you walk out and you're like, that was great. I hope they taped that. Then they never send you any clips.
Yeah.
And then like the last one they sent me was like, I mean, it was a good set, but it was like, you know, I'm like, I don't really want this crowd work of me like telling someone to sleep with a guy because his mom left. Like, I don't really want that out there. Like, right. Just, you know.
I have a Gap dress on in one of them, if that gives you an idea of where I was.
Which is what most people would comment on, is how you were dressed and how dare you speak when I don't want to fuck you in your Gap dress.
The truth is, sometimes though, these guys that do comment, for example, the video that was up was a joke that I have about being in Playboy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I say like, nothing makes a dick go softer than a funny woman. Mm-hmm. So then some guy goes to my Facebook fan page, which, you know, it just takes, you don't have to go there. And I almost wrote back like, no, this is where we all come to just be able to say nice things to each other, and people can find out when they can see me. Like, it's just for people who like me. Like, if you don't like me, that's great.
Yeah.
You know you don't like me, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't go any further.
Right. I'm not being pushed on you.
Right.
I mean, maybe you felt like Netflix pushed me on you there. But so he writes this whole thing like, oh, yeah, she was funny, but then she had to say the thing about guys. It's like, no, a lot of us like funny women and think, of course, so what are you? Because you said that because you... And I just wrote, you trying to fuck? And then he wrote back like, haha, always. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't even really mean that. You're just angry. Yeah. They're angry that the Jews are going to replace them.
Oh my God.
Or the comments that are just like, this was funny until she mentioned her vagina.
Right.
I've seen that on so many people's thing. I'm like, you guys are horrible. Like, you think we could, like, what if I just went to every dude's video and was like, this would have been great if he hadn't mentioned his dick? Like, there would be no videos of men ever.
They always go to those comments where it's like, this is why women belong home in the kitchen, making me a sandwich. Like, it always gets to that point, too, where it's like, she should just suck my dick and shut up. Like, that's what my comments end up going, like, oh, sandwich, dick, okay. Just that whole spiral down where, like, we're just pushed back 100 years, you know?
And then one brave soul's like, I actually thought this was kind of good.
Yeah. Just, like, slowly peeking their head around the corner. I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to hear what I have to think, but I thought it was okay. Okay, I'll go in. Somebody recently commented on something. I think it was, like, being on Opie and Jimmy or Jim and Sam. I can't remember like which version of the radio show it was, but they were like, I want to drink her bath water. I was like, wow. That is.
I mean,
about you?
Yeah. I was like, that is that horrifying. Is so and
weird and gross and funny and awesome.
And I'm also like, is that my soulmate though? Because I feel like that's like really.
I was going to say.
It's a compliment.
I remember getting joke books at the library as a kid, and one of them was. There was like just pages and pages of leopard jokes. And one of them was like, what do you call a leopard taking a bath? Stew.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. That who's just made me think of that.
Oh.
Wait, a leopard is whose skin's falling off, right? Or their body parts are falling off?
Oh, I think it's a leopard.
Yeah, no, me too. A leper.
Yeah, leopards.
Right? Like, yeah, so they're like. It just goes to show how old the books were.
Gross.
It was like it was like Polish jokes, right. Which are somehow okay, and then leopard jokes, like a whole chapter on leopards. Yeah, what do you
like joke books for sociopaths?
Yes,
because in the '50s, everyone was like a secret murderer, right?
Yes,
like that's kind of
there's
the vibe
a leper
I get.
In it that freaked
my boyfriend.
Have you seen it yet?
No,
you're not gonna see it.
No, I'm scared.
We were scared too, but like if you go with people, it's fun, and you're only scared for like. A night or two.
Yeah, I don't it's know, guys.
Fun.
I was more confused when I was scared. Like because the only thing that scares me is like realistic horror stuff or like murders in the woods. Sure. That shit freaks me out because that could actually happen. But this fucking guy's not going to come out popping out of my toilet. Like it's not going to happen. So okay. I'm not afraid. But I had so many questions. I'm like, who is this guy? What is he doing in this town specifically?
Is it a human?
I think it's like a demon.
Alien.
Okay.
We don't know. Like they don't answer any of my questions. So I'm just like, I'm more concerned about like how did he. Get there and like why
Hollywood has ruined Delaney.
Yeah,
I'm like, sure they'll do an origin story.
I'm sure it's coming.
They're
but it's like
part
already is it and I've seen that and
that's
scary.
Oh, okay. That was scary to you?
Yeah.
Well, how young were you when you saw it?
I don't remember.
I've only seen clips, and I was like, oh, if I were like 12, this was scary.
It was scary because it felt never-ending, like they were never going to escape it.
Oh.
Like their whole lives were ruined by this clown.
Yeah, that's kind of the premise, I think, is that if they still stay in that town, or he'll find you no matter what.
And one of them brings them all back because they make that like pact.
That's, I think, what happens in the original.
Right. Well, this movie was only the first half of the book, so it was just them as kids. And then you feel like they beat it at the end, and then they do like a if it ever comes back.
Yeah. That's it, the movie though.
Right.
Right, the one
like
I
a
saw.
Remake, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
But you saw the whole thing, so you could just watch this first part and be like, they beat him, and then you never watch the second part.
You. Right. Okay.
And then you don't have to feel like their whole lives were ruined. You just have to feel like it was a bad summer.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. That's a nice way to put it.
Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of people died. Yeah, it's a bad summer.
Just a rough summer for
it. I'm like, well, that's it for me. That was good.
Was like, dude, it was a bad summer. Beth got her period and got chased by a demon through the sewers. Seriously.
It's a lot of blood. A lot of different
that's
types
a bad
of blood.
One.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right.
I'm sorry. Let me get into
the podcast.
We
could nerd
sorry.
Out with
we
you about comedy you for so long, but our listeners are probably like,
they're probably like,
sorry,
get to the self-improvement.
Yeah.
So what we usually do to open the episode is talk about, we do something called quotables, and one of us brings to the table a quote that usually resonates with us or we thought was great. Sometimes they're garbage quotes that we think are terrible. Do you have any quotes that you live by or that inspire you or that have recently confused you? Do you need a
something you'd consider getting tattooed on your body?
Oh.
If you're real basic like me, I've definitely had
that
thought.
Life is good.
Be Let's good see. To life.
Have you heard this one? It's the golden rule. Treat others the way, yeah.
All right, I got one.
Okay, cool. All right,
hit us with it.
Elizabeth Kubler-Ross.
Mm. Okay.
The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen.
Ooh, that's a nice. Good one. Beth just casually that pulled that up on her phone.
Yeah
the that fuck, was, Beth.
Poetry. Man. That felt like, yeah, poetry.
I wasn't ready for that. I just, like, it kept going, and I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Feeling a lot right now. I wasn't ready for that. Yeah.
Very nice.
Man, that's so, not on a Snapple cap.
We were looking for just do it.
Yes. Oh, my God. We were looking for be the one before you meet the one. That's about
a little verbose.
That would be hilarious if our whole bit was to have people come on, do an inspirational quote, and then we just shit on them
over their quotes
for like 10 minutes. Yeah.
We're like, nope, that was the wrong bitch. Answer, Beth. Try again.
Just be really condescending, like, shoot, you just didn't quite get it, did you? Darn. All right, well,
you know, we should have been more specific, obviously. Yeah.
What, so is that a quote you go back to a lot? Is that just one you saw recently? Is that a big one
my
for you?
My sister, my middle sister, Hannah, sent it to me.
That's a great one.
I think it just sort of describes me and my sisters, I think. And
Yeah. Sometimes people who have, excuse me, who have no struggle end up being some of the shittiest people because they have no perspective or
looking
appreciation.
At you, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Just like either, just boring, or they lack compassion, or they're just like, just no substance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I feel, I just prefer my people a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Like when I talk to people, like I just want them to have been through a little bit of shit to, you know.
It makes more interesting.
I wouldn't go back. You know, I think there were times coming up in stand up where it was like, oh, I'd like to be able to do what he's doing by not having a job or living with his sister for free and just doing stand up at night. That's it. Mm.
Yeah.
Instead of working three jobs, and then I wouldn't change it. I mean, I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It sounds like, oh, come on. Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't. I don't know.
No, it made you this.
Yeah.
And you're fucking crushing it.
Thank you.
So, I mean, that comes from that, too.
Yeah. And it also, even now, like this morning, I knew I had to get some stuff done before a meeting I had. And I just, it's hard. I mean, like, wah. But I just mean, if I had two jobs, I would have already gotten it done. You know, I would have been, whatever, multitasking better.
Yeah.
It's weird how the more shit you have to do, the better you are at time management, because you have to be. And then when you have, like, your dream job and you only work at night and you have all day to go to the gym and you're like, funny how I still didn't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had time with things later in the day, too. Like, it wasn't until 4 was the meeting. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, I don't have time to do anything before that.
Yeah, just so well.
How could I possibly do anything before that? Yeah. Barely still make it on time.
Yeah.
And then cut to freaking 30 minutes before I'm supposed to leave. I'm like, your hair looks fine. You don't need to wash it. And then I leave like important meetings and I'm like, don't look at the back of my head.
Oh my God. Dry shampoo all day.
I have all kinds of dry shampoo.
Yeah.
That's a great quote, man. Then other segments we do are treat yourself and self-careless. If you happen to have anything, or if you guys have anything, self-careless, basically, if some way you haven't been taking care of yourself lately, bad mistake you made as far as self-care.
It's like self-sabotage.
And self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. You know? Treat yourself, something you did for yourself this week, a little treat, little way. That's,
are we into that section now, or do you guys have notes too? It was just me with the
notes. Just all you, baby.
It's all you, baby.
Oh, yeah. So how do you
If you put too many quotes, people start to get overwhelmed with how motivated and inspired they are. So we like to keep it to one. Keep them for the week, you know?
Take them down a notch. But you were just saying, like, you know, maybe you leave things off the last minute.
Yes.
Is that the way that you kind of self-sabotage, by procrastinating? Is that kind of a thing?
That's majorly a thing, yeah. Or, you know, you could also put a positive spin on it and say, well, I work best under pressure.
Oh, there we go.
Created by myself.
Yes.
That's the interview answer right there.
So I am a definite procrastinator. Yeah. Self-sabotage is sure a theme. I have like been on a hike and halfway up like seen a picnic and gotten cake from them. You know, like,
oh my like, God.
The ultimate. Yeah, I appeared to like try amazing. To work out and then I was like, but I better eat some of this cake, huh?
From just strangers?
I think it was like a group, I happened upon a grouping of, at the time, I hadn't been that really involved with UCB, but it was some UCB people, and they're like, oh, hey, they might have seen me. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, so it wasn't complete strangers.
I was just picturing you coming up on, like, a proposal picnic, and you just being like, is that cake? Do you mind?
He's like, not that piece. I'm like, oh, my God, there's a ring in here.
Sorry, what this. Kind of cake was it? Do you remember? That just kind of
Delaney's got her hand in her pants. You know, she wants details.
Can't remember, and I know it was a bit of a must have been a bit of a celebration, and I can't remember what it would have. Maybe the opening of one
wasn't
of
an everyday cake.
New things or
Ralph's cake
or a celebration of like an anniversary. Maybe I can't exactly, or maybe it was like I don't even know what it was. I bet I could do a little research.
But you had to get
only Maya Mills.
Fantastic. Because there's always like food, like if I'm trying to eat healthy, there's always that a couple exceptions where like if I see it or if it's offered to me, I go way off the rails.
Yeah.
Like if a cheeseburger just, you know, hung out in front of me, that'd be it. Or like a donut. Donuts are like my weakness for dessert.
You love donuts. So donuts I love jelly donuts. Oh, I'm not farting. I keep
on. Oh, yeah, no, it won't.
No, I just, everybody, Beth is farting. She's just trying to cover it up.
Yeah, one of my ways I self-sabotage is I fart.
On the record.
Meetings.
That's amazing. That's actually picking up really well. I like it.
Yeah, I guess that's self-sabotaging. Yeah. I think over the years I've gotten better when it comes to like, thankfully I've never had to struggle with like an eating disorder of any type. I don't know. Is that a genetic thing or what is it? Either way.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. I have no idea.
Are eating disorders genetic? I don't think so.
I mean, that sounds like I'm an idiot.
Think so, but
I mean, I could
Google
it.
Some people have it and some people don't.
Right.
So don't you imagine that? And typically,
yeah, if it's just,
maybe, I guess it's maybe nurture over.
Yeah,
nature.
Right. That's what I would think.
I think sometimes unless the influence of a parent or perhaps pressure or I don't know.
I don't know that I've heard of anything with it being genetic.
What pops up when I Google it is it has been known that eating disorders run in families.
Oh, wow.
But a new study finally A new study finally pinpoints two genes that significantly increase a person's risk for developing anorexia and bulimia.
Wow. Wow. Have it.
Like
look at this.
Disposition.
Best-selling teaching us things.
Damn, mm-hmm. I did not realize that at all.
Yeah, I usually try to be, you know, because it's easy if you're chubby, which I've jokes about it. I would say I think maybe the highest was 198, but that was when I that was when I weighed myself, so who really knows? But I gained weight in college and actually later in high school, because I was going to visit my dad for, you know, whatever. Well, I'm starting to go brain dead. Anyway, I would kind of sit around all summer and eat, and then, because we had to go down there for a month to be with my dad. And maybe it was a little depressing.
Yeah.
And then college, I just gained, and like I said, I worked at a bagel shop. So in my early 20s, I was just chubbier. I mean, like if you see early me stand up, I'm big. So I had a lot of jokes about it. And but like I said, thankfully, I never really dealt with like feeling like I need to be anorexic or bulimic or it just wasn't a choice. I mean, one time I ate a whole bag of crispy M&Ms and I barfed, but I feel like that was my body doing the right thing. it was like, you need to get this poison out of you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you done?
Body's just working.
But I think over the years, speaking to your point of like, you know, when you want something or you go too hard on it, it's like when I think I'm you really did it this time. And then I like weigh myself and I was like, no, you're fine. Or you run into somebody you haven't seen in a while and they're like, you look great. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's just, I'm a little bit over it, but I'm, you know, I've lived.
Have you tried any like weird diets or anything? Like we've talked about veganism and stuff and on here. And
I've done paleo, which I actually liked. I mean, that's for somebody who though eats meat. Mm-hmm. So I've done that and it was pretty simple for me. I found it to be, like, of course, there's time you miss bread and such, but just before every meal, I'd just be like, meat, veggies, fruits, nuts. That's all I can have.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that, Taylor? You're doing that like?
No, I did that for a few months.
And how'd you feel?
You liked it, right?
I felt great. I felt really good. I did Whole 30.
Oh, wow.
Which was, I did Whole 30 30 days before Thanksgiving and then had Thanksgiving and then did it for 30 days before Christmas and then had Christmas and then didn't do it for a little while and then kind of like went back and forth on it. And the last few weeks I've been pretty, and then we tried to be vegan And then I tried to be vegetarian for like a month, mm-hmm. and I didn't like it. Feel good.
Yeah. And did you not feel good?
I didn't feel good. You felt good, right?
I felt okay at times. Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's that whole idea of like having the vitamin B12, I think, of the meat, mm. and psychologically I'm like, am I getting enough? Which they're always like, if you're eating vegetables, you're fine. Yeah. But I take a supplement for that every day anyway. So it was mixed. I just really from
missed meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love meat.
If you watch, I haven't watched any of them, but people say you watch one documentary on meat and you'll never want to eat.
That's
it
what
again.
We did.
But now I feel like a monster because I have, and I'm like, yeah. I've stolen meat and meat.
Yeah.
So I feel like
I've
a
thought
bad
about it.
Person.
I think there's a place and a time for the meat, maybe.
Yeah.
Like I was at an airport just recently coming back from that trip with my mom, and I got some nachos with chicken, and I was like, probably not the best place to get chicken. I mean, right. I don't know. I right. felt weird about it and still do today.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the turkey I eat is like turkey I made at home. I don't eat red meat, and most of the meat I buy is like organic. I feel like I'm doing like the most I can as far as still eating meat goes. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like good doing. And like, I feel like cutting out gluten like makes me feel better. I think I'm.
So are you gluten free then?
No, I'm not gluten free, but I've been pretty good about it this year in terms of like, if I do eat grains, it'll be like brown rice or like gluten free, whatever.
From what I understand, it's mostly sugar, right? Bread and grains.
Right. It's the sugar.
Mostly sugar.
It's bad. Yeah. Something, yeah. something like that. Yeah. And like, it's wheat, and the way they process it now is just bad for you. And there's a documentary on everything.
There are too many things. I just need to listen to my body at this point. Like, if I'm craving it, I'm going to eat it. And that's kind of how I've been going.
You told me that a couple weeks ago. I've been doing that the last couple weeks, and I lost a couple pounds.
Whoa.
Which
really?
Is weird.
That's
yeah.
nuts.
And I've been eating literally whatever I wanted.
Same.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Just and it's just like
you. Whatever I want.
Just
I
do you.
That.
Yeah, like you just got to listen to your body.
I just picture some people listening to this be like, I just eat whatever I want and I lose weight. And people being like, fuck them.
You. Well, you know what?
What I forgot to mention was that it's pussy.
And we saved everybody. Everybody's back.
Well,
fine.
I think sometimes if I'm trying to eat like too perfectly, I like almost overcompensate and I overeat because I'm afraid to get hungry and make a bad decision, as opposed to when I'm just eating, you know, whatever I want. I make healthy choices most of the time. And then if I don't make a healthy choice, you know, it's like an indulgence or whatever. And also, like, if I don't feel like I have to eat perfectly, there's a lot less pressure on me. And I wait until I'm hungry, as opposed to just like, gotta head this off. How many hours has it been?
Right.
Then I think you just end up overeating because you're afraid to feel your body's natural rhythms.
Right. Yes.
I'm just
living
like, also
in
like,
starvation.
Yeah. Right. Like, I'm just also like at a point in my life where I'm like, if I deprive myself of something I want to eat, I'm just sad. Yeah. And I just want to be happy right now. I don't know. I just feel like, okay, so I eat healthy so I can live longer and therefore just deprive myself longer, or I just have a fulfilling life full of, you know, cheeseburgers and whatever the hell else I want, you know?
Yeah.
But
I don't know. It's hard.
It's a hard balance.
It is. I mean, you can, I guess, justify anything. And by the way, just to be clear, I don't mean we are starving. That would probably offend someone out there. I meant starvation mentality is what I meant. Where you're like, oh God, when am I going to get it again?
Yeah.
Okay,
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh, I wanted to tell you, because you've told us how much you like, Kelsey has advocated for Tate's cookies on this podcast, and I've never had
those.
Them. I never had them until this week, and I got the ginger chunk cookies. They're so good.
Yeah, that's what
oh my God, it changed my life.
My boyfriend surprised me with like my absolute favorite. I highly recommend the whole wheat with dark chocolate. Ooh. If you are looking for some good drugstore cookies,
I don't think I've tried them, but
they're
I will.
They're good. I feel like a crispy cookie is their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But when I tell people that, because I'm not into like crispy.
Me neither.
That always sounds so shitty. Like a crispy, like who wants a hard cookie? But they're so good. Like I can't explain it. They're like light and airy. They're amazing.
All right. You've convinced me.
All right. You've
given it a whirl.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Have you had anything lately that you've like treated yourself to, or that you've like, have you taken a bath with a candle or anything?
I had a bath and candles all around it, and I didn't do it.
What?
I'm not into baths.
You're neither. Wait, it was available to you?
Yeah, the whole week that I was gone with my mom on vacation.
And you just didn't take advantage of it? You were on vacation and you didn't do the bath?
It's hard to unwind and not feel like I'm fucking up.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
The pressure. Like,
that's so hard being self-employed and taking time off.
Yeah,
like,
that's the worst
part.
Am I
taking time off, or am I just terrible?
Or am I just dicking around? Yeah.
I was just going to say, because, like, okay, so you came from a meeting. You've barely eaten all day. You have a show after this. Like, you're busy. So you have three shows after this.
I'm pulling a New York night.
Oh, my gosh. Beth. Girl. Okay, so how do you relax and like de-stress? Like if you take a day, like I need a day to myself, what do you do with that day to
get
kind
a
of
massage?
Yes, that's what I do.
I got one yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was so needed.
Getting one on Sunday.
I get a massage. I live close to a massage envy now, which I haven't tried because it's a bit of a chain situation. But I might give it a whirl.
They're fine.
They're mediocre.
They know
where do you live?
Doing.
I mean, we don't have to discuss that on the pod. But we have a really good... Oh, we have the perfect place for
What's
you.
What's up, neighbor?
It's where we go and in that area.
I used to be in Silver Lake, so I liked this one place called Raven Spa.
So for keeping track, it's not Silver Lake.
Yeah.
It's the room. That down on your Guess Who board.
Yeah.
Guess Where.
I miss Guess Who. Oh, I was such a great reference. I make Guess Who references all the time. People are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Really?
That was a great dude with the fucking blonde hair. I have it burned in my head.
Me too.
Those people and their names. Delaney's like,
I don't know what
happening?
This is.
The board game Guess Who, where you're like, does your person... Anita? Do you remember Anita?
Guess she had a short fro.
Is that like a different version of Clue?
No.
Basically, you have a whole board that you flip up, and it's got all the characters. You pull one person.
You
don't tell anybody who that person is. And then you have to guess the other person's with questions such as, does your person have a hat on?
Yeah.
Yes or no questions.
I want
that. And then we put down everybody that has a hat. It's also a good brain game because that actually, the negative or the, what am I trying to say? Whatever is actually hard for your brain to understand as a kid sometimes.
Exactly.
Like, are they wearing a hat? No. And then you have to go.
So I put down
so
the
people.
So
that means I put down the people with the hats.
Yes. You know, that's a good point.
Your little kid brain has to be
on point.
Yeah.
Now we have like Cards Against Humanity where it's like, you know, who do you want to fuck? Bill Clinton! You know, like now that's our childhood game. It's great.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's just a dirty version of Apples to Apples, which is a great game.
Which is,
that is
a great game.
That is a fun one.
That is a good fun one.
Oh, yeah. I think, did we cover everything? I forgot that section.
No, there was, it was a treat yourself and you just talked about how you didn't take advantage
of the massages.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And sometimes a nail situation, which I typically regret. Getting a gel nail, it always ends up ruining my nail later.
Yeah, I just, you know, I used
grow
to do
out
that.
All the
I just get very neutral colors, so when they grow out,
those
you can't really tell.
That's a good idea.
They're completely chipped and gross, but you can't tell because it's like a very light pink. Because the gel thing, when
it
grows out, is real weird.
Bad. And then you have to chip it off, and then you ruin your nail.
Yeah, so I just went back from that shit.
Are you gonna leave immediately and not have to wait for them to dry? Great plus.
Right.
Or are you gonna
stay in track
entire name?
I got a pedicure this week, but it was my feet were disgusting.
My feet are truly disgusting.
They were gross.
I need to get one.
Like I made her cut my toenails. Like, it was bad. Like,
oh,
she was like,
oh,
she was like, you let them get so long. I was like, I didn't come here for your comments.
Ew, you dragon.
They got so long.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had an ingrown toenail, and she goes, I was like, I have an ingrown there. So, and she goes, no, because you keep them, like, because this one got so long, the side of your toenail is just swollen.
Ew.
Gross.
In your shoes, Taylor?
Self-careless on you.
That was bad.
Ew.
Like, can we cut this part out? Let's bleep this part. And
I feel like it's fine. It wasn't even that gross. If I showed you my foot right now, you would barf.
Really?
It's gross. Yeah, I play field hockey, and one of my big toes is blue, and I lost a second toenail on the left foot.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Damn. Yeah, and I'm sure I have a corn and I have a big My feet are fucking disgusting.
That's hilarious.
So we were asking you before we started recording if you'd read any self-help books, and you were saying that your sister had like recommended one. But what you said that I thought was so interesting and funny is that your boyfriend read a self-help book to understand you better.
And it ended up, yeah, he read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And the only thing he gleaned was, you're from Mars. he jokes that I'm like the husband from the 50s that comes home and pours myself a whiskey and is like, where's dinner?
Is he more sensitive? Like, would he be from Venus or is he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's
I don't think people think of him that way. I told him I was coming to see you and he was like, oh, I did the last comic with her.
Oh, yeah,
funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice. He's very funny.
He's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both just like such a power couple.
Oh, my God. Comedy. Yeah.
Is it tough dating another comic or do you like it?
I like it. Yeah. I think you can justify it either way. Mm-hmm. I've done both. Mm-hmm. I think, if you date somebody who's not in it, it just takes a certain type of person, I suppose. I dated someone for many years who's a great guy, and I think he just grew to despise hanging around comics. I mean, this is my own interpretation of how he feels, so I'm not speaking for him, but I do think he's felt like really grossed out by it. I think he looked at it negatively when really it's just a bunch of kids trying to make each other laugh, and it can be negative. It can be like, gross, just fucking chill.
Yeah,
but I think what he saw at that level where I was at, it was just people trying to make each other laugh and trying to get the word in, and we're all funny, right? You know, and I think he was like, nah, I'm out.
I mean, I'm like a normal dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I think he grew to resent stand up because I chose it over everything all the time.
Yeah.
So, and with Sam, he has the same mentality. So, it's nice. I think it's funny when people are like, guys are always like, it's good dating a comic because like they're not worried like where you are at night. You know, I'm sort of like, I've never dated anybody who's worried.
I love your small mouth voice. you just scrunches up her mouth and talks through about 30% of it, and it's the best thing.
That's my impression of men.
I don't care where you are.
I've never had a guy be like, where are you? I don't know. So I do like dating a comic. It's nice. I think that we probably, we bounce bits sometimes, and we joke that some of his softer or like
sweeter. You bounce bits. I thought you said we bounce beds sometimes.
Oh,
and
no,
I was like,
bits.
What does that mean?
Yeah, sorry, like jokes.
And, yeah.
He jokes that some of his like nicer tags are from me and some of my harder ones are from him.
Oh, that's nice.
Really funny.
That's just a good business decision.
Yeah. He said he turns on less crowds now. since we started dating. I think most people sort of view him a certain way. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not saying people, whatever. It sounded like I'm talking about like someone famous and you might know him. I just mean, I think other comics view him a certain way, but he I remember when we first started dating, he was like, I'm not like this with everybody. Because he was like so sweet with me. And he was like, I'm not, just so you know, I love that sort of, you're getting the best of me, right?
This is the run of the mill, okay? Yeah, yeah. You should be
just
grateful.
I hope you know. I'm nicer to you than everybody. It's like, okay, that's probably
Don't go spreading word.
I've always felt everybody. Like he's like a tender man. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good. He's always so sweet. I think he cares about young comics that work hard, and he tries to
lift
them up.
He's been nothing but just like very genuinely nice, you know, where you're like, that's good. A good person. Like, that's a good guy, you know?
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I feel happy to have him as my boyfriend. We sure did get in a fight right before I walked in, but
I love it.
And I'm tired. Whatever.
So that's Beth taking full responsibility for the fight. Sam, if you're listening, you are absolved of all.
Yeah. Do you guys have a certain way you deal with fights because you guys are long distance? Because I find that because I'm with a comic too, and I'm on the road a lot, and I find that it is so much harder to get through a fight, or that the fight gets dragged out for a lot longer when we're apart.
To get angry and then ignore him for about 4 hours.
Okay, yeah.
4 hours, that's conservative.
I think he did just say something like, I just don't want to wait another 4 hours to hear from
him. Oh my God.
He got it down to a science, this whole fight thing.
Yeah,
we just have, you know, it's important to know each other's fight style. But even so, if you do know your fight style, it doesn't mean that you're going to handle it right. So mine is avoidance or I fall asleep. And we can fight and then I can fall asleep. And he will
for
be
for real?
Up.
Oh, I cannot. Yeah. Oh.
If you
that would drive me crazy.
Yeah, and also it's actually I'm listening to Bonnie McFarlane's book right now, and she actually talks about dating somebody who did that, and his name was Mark in the book, and it's true. That's how I do it. It's actually a reaction for a lot of people to conflict. And
it makes you sleepy.
Whoa. Yeah, you can get sleepy when you're dealing with a bad situation. I mean, I guess the extreme would be like falling asleep during a shootout or like a robbery or something like that. Like if you were a hostage and then you just like,
oh my God.
You know,
oh my
different gosh. Than passing out. It's right. getting sleepy and
interesting.
So it happens actually in some couples. I mean, I've been to group therapy and stuff. And
yeah.
So anyway, and he's very like, let's deal with it now, like right now, like right away. And I need to talk to you and let's talk through it. And I'm just like,
no,
nah.
Tomorrow.
No.
But you can talk to me like it's a bedtime story because I am nodding off.
Exactly. I guess on the road, it does make it harder being away. But I personally just prefer long distance relationships for my own reasons. I mean, you know, just like I kind of mentioned this to you, I think before we started, but, yeah, it's kind of gross, but it's just sort of essentially recreating a relationship I had with my dad, which was very intermittent. I would see him. Mm-hmm. And then when I did see him, he's bipolar and he's very intense. And so I recreate these relationships where I see a person for 1 weekend or 2 weekends a month and it's very intense. And then I can get away.
God, and be away from them. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but wow. Sam and I, we do therapy together sometimes. And
yeah.
He, the way that he is vulnerable is inspiring to me. It's interesting. I'll see him do it time and time again, and I'll be like, I love this man. Like, I can't believe that he's able to do this. I'm like, I want to be like that. And then I'll be like, zip. So it takes a lot of time to grow, but I do feel like we both keep choosing each other, and so we'll just keep trying. But
yeah. Nice. I love
so
that.
Sweet.
I love keep. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I would just say I love the whole keep choosing each other.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
That is sweet. How long have you guys been together?
We broke up, he says 3 times. I did break
up. You're like,
him.
I was just asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Broken up.
I just didn't
that
even
was
didn't
a discuss it. I snoozed for 2 months. We had a breakup last year for a little bit of time, last fall. And it was basically I had moved to New York to write for Crashing season 1. And be there every day on set for Punch Up. And so we went from being long distance. We met taping our half hours for Comedy Central in like June 2015.
That's awesome.
And then, so that would have been March or some April, I think I moved to New York of 2016. So that's how long we had been dating. And then I moved to New York and I moved in with him. Oh. So we went from being long distance dating for that to living together for those 4 months that I was there. And then I left after we did Montreal together and I broke up with him. It was just sort of, I don't know. It had a lot of reasoning. I'd come off of a bad relationship and got into it right with him.
Mm, yeah.
And I felt like, oh, I need time alone and this or that. But so we spent 2 months apart. But so I'm like giving you the major details.
No, this is great.
It's all good.
Everyone.
People are going to want to relate to
it. Basically a sleepover.
Yeah, it is.
We have snacks.
I was like, wait, am I sharing too much? I always
Whatever you're comfortable with.
We have said it all.
Stand up. Yeah. So I just like say everything in my life as you are too, so you get it.
Yeah, but if you want us to cut anything, just text me later.
I'm just giving you like the very detailed account of our relationship.
Yeah.
Either way, I would go like 3 days and be like, hello, you know, like you can't do that. We broke up. You know.
Yeah.
I still want to know that you're into this a little bit. Yeah.
Just like watching his Instagram story.
Oh gosh.
A couple months went by. We got back together. He did a Conan set that fall. And it was like all about our breakup and getting back together and then breaking up again. So I think, it was like a get back together, break up again there. And then since then we've been together.
And did you watch that set just going like,
I mean, I sat next to him and watched it. We were already back together.
Oh, we were back together. Oh, that's great. That's amazing.
But he was like talking, he had a great joke. That's like, because I broke up with him, got back together and broke up with him again. He's like, it's like surviving a plane crash, but dying in a cab on the way home.
Yeah, that's great.
Is
it flattering when he writes jokes about you, or is there ever a joke and vice versa? Because I'm sure you write jokes about him. Or do you guys ever have times where you're like, please don't do that?
And he's open to it. I think both of us are. I'm more sensitive, I think, than he is. Like, I have a few that he doesn't like.
But he's a comic, so he's just like, I don't like it, but, you know, I can't tell you not to.
Right. Yeah. And there's been some where I'm more sensitive in that way, actually. Just because of my upbringing, how I was, or just my own past dysfunctions or whatever. It's very much like, well, people know it's me, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And so that bothered me.
Like other comedians?
Yeah. And I think just in general, I don't like when it's interesting that I recreate these situations for myself, but like I don't like it when people know something about me or something that that I didn't control. I guess.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, but I've also put myself in those situations for that exact thing to happen. So it's odd.
Yeah.
But
you're like, I did that on the record.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had like the reverse of that. Cause when I started dating my boyfriend, he still had jokes about his ex-wife. Cause there hadn't been like that much time that had passed. And so like our comedy community up in Seattle knew we were together, but he was still doing these jokes about like my wife and I, blah, blah, blah. And I got to a point where I was like, I don't like that because I'm your girlfriend and I don't want you talking about her. I want you to make jokes about me. Like, I want to be the center of attention. I don't want her
jokes about me.
Yeah.
Well, he was saying it like they were still married.
He was just like, I don't have new. I've been working on those jokes for like a year or two.
No, because we just started dating.
Like, I'm not going to throw away 15 minutes right now. Like, I need to write new jokes or whatever. So it was this weird transition period where it's like, as a comic, I got that because I would be pissed if somebody was like, okay, throw away those 20 minutes now. Like, I'd be like, fuck you. These are like my children.
You're right.
No more talking about her. Make about me. Even if it's like a shitting, like he does a joke now about like me shitting with the door open and I'm like, hey, it's about me. Like I would rather have him say gross things as long as it's me.
I've been like annoyed for almost a year. I just celebrated like,
you're like
over.
I've been annoyed for over 15 years.
It's been a long time. But I, after being with my boyfriend just over a year, I finally got a bit out of him. Like
this is my first bit about him.
What
a fucking dry orange.
Give me something.
No juice in that.
You're still dating him.
I know. I was like, dude, do something shittier. Do something stupid. Or do like, why are you being so great? Like, I got
two closers out of a dude once and I was like, I might come back. This is some fertile dude right here.
Yeah, dude. Just took me a year. Oh. But, you know.
Yeah, they don't, they're not even really that exploitative, you know, like he had a joke.
They're pretty general.
He had a joke that was like, my therapist said, I look for broken people and try to fix them. And I said, you too.
Yeah, that's really funny.
But that irritated me because I was just sensitive at the time. But it's a funny joke. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
He still does it. It's just, I think he handles it well and whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we get off
this podcast and he's like, after that, you put me through, it's over.
We have to do like an intro at the beginning and just like, so everybody knows. Beth wanted to make it clear. It's her ex-boyfriend.
Well, thank you so much. This was really fun.
Yeah.
No problem. You're fantastic.
You're the best of all time. Did someone send you this ring or is it your own merch?
I got it made by like I Snatch Jewelry, which I'd seen on Bridget Everett's page. She was doing it. I got it made.
And we're talking about a ring, by the way.
Yeah. Snash.
Beth has a really funny joke. You should just do it so that I don't. Not that I don't have timing. I could deliver it, but not as well as you.
I've been called a female comic so many times. If I do ever have kids, I'm only going to be able to answer to girl daddy. I got a girl daddy ring made.
I love it. So is that your merch? Do you sell those?
It should be.
You should sell those, Beth, because I want one.
Maybe I'll try to work with her to do it. But because she like hand makes them all, maybe I should have been like, keep the cast or the rubber cast or whatever.
It looks great.
It's great.
So we'll see. Maybe she'd want to do a little something.
That's
going to
be like a gift on like every new mother's like finger soon. Yeah. Like we're like, seriously, that's
girl
some
daddy,
good
I
merch.
Love it.
And it just sounds like, just sounds like a female way to say badass. Like girl daddy. Just like, or like if you're dating a guy who's poorer than you, you're like, I'm your girl daddy. Like it's just, there's so many interpretations. But anyway, you're a badass. If you guys, haven't seen Best Selling, you're losers. And get on Netflix right now because I'm sure or on your boyfriend's Netflix or your aunt's uncle's sister's brother, like whoever's Netflix password you have finagled. Look her up. She's the second episode of The Stand-Ups.
The fifth? Yeah.
Are you sure?
Fifth episode.
You know what it is? I just watched
Watch
yours
it out
first.
Of order.
So I thought you were the second one. Who's the second? Are you sure? I'm like,
I know that Nate's the first.
Nate's the first, and then it goes into Dion?
No, Dion.
No, I think you're second, dude.
I don't think she's second.
Really?
Hold on. Fortune. Is Fortune second?
Fortune magazine.
I'm going to look it up just so I'm not doing the wrong thing.
Just go to the stand-ups.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. I must have just gone to yours first. You are the fifth.
So funny.
I feel like I'm trying to tell you when where your special is on Netflix.
You were like, are you sure? And I'm like, I think she probably knows.
She's an ass woman. Instead of going, no, actually, you're wrong. I go, I think it's
funny, though, because I watched it for yours first, too. So I'm like, I don't know when it is.
Because I knew Nate Bargatze was first. So I'm like, it must have been second because that's the one I remember most prominently.
So if she's Taylor, the fifth. You watch me second.
They're going to watch Fortune Feimsters and be like, sure, voice doesn't sound the same on video. Check her out.
Anything else you want to plug that's happening like now, Beth, or anywhere that you're going to be for a weekend? Or
yeah, sure. I'm going to be in Toronto the 25th through the 28th for Just for Laughs 42. Cool. And then the 29th and 30th at Laugh Boston. September 29th and 30th, Friday and Saturday, Laugh Boston.
We might, I'm not sure if it will come out before then, but possibly.
Oh, yeah. Grand Rapids, Dr. Grin's, October 12th through 14th.
I love that you know all your dates that far in advance. I'm usually let me look at my calendar.
Beth is a badass. Crashing should be out January this year.
Awesome. Perfect.
Cool.
Thank you for doing
this.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you.
Sorry. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.